This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Trying to let the music play out as far as possible because I am Chad Holmes. May not sound exactly like it here this morning, but they say that Christmas time is the most wonderful time of the year. Not this week for me. I have been fighting a cold or whatever it may be, and I thought, hey, I was off on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I didn't do anything. I can't go anywhere. I can't do any of the Christmas stuff. I'm just going to stay in bed. Try to get better. And not only have I not gotten better the last number of days, it's actually getting worse and worse and worse. And unfortunately, Ian Welsh is off today. He had let me know about this very, very early on. So flying solo. Don't even have Ian here to help me out, get me through some of these tough patches. But what we're going to do is we're going to plow ahead on this Friday, head into the final weekend of 2024. And I will hope that you're patient with me here today because, again, it's not fun. It's sort of like if I was Usain Bolt getting ready for the Olympics and going into the Olympic finals and finding out you have a pulled hamstring. That's what it's like for a radio announcer and his or her voice. So, again, I apologize for the issues with the voice here today. And the thing about it, I'm doing everything right now this morning. I've noticed last couple of days, even yesterday, as we get later into the day, the voice gets better. Unfortunately, I'm on early in the morning. I've been trying here this morning to get things moving. It's actually a bit better now than it was even 20, 30 minutes ago. I've been in here trying to loosen it up and try to get it to a level that is commensurate with what you need and expect here in North Central Wisconsin. But again, Friday morning, December the 27th of 2024, the time is 8:09. And right now, again, kind of a dreary start. It's mild out there, I'll tell you that much. 36 degrees is the temperature here at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. There has been a little bit of light rain, a little bit of fog, a little bit of mist out there. The good news is that the temperature has risen a little bit. Yesterday, I left here, it must have been like 5:15 yesterday, late afternoon. It was very slick just walking to the parking garage. It was very dangerous. I mean, I saw some folks who were on their phone texting. I'm thinking, you're taking a big risk because it was that slippery here in downtown Wausau. And, of course, the roads were a little bit slick as well, and hopefully everybody was able to take that little bit of extra time and make sure they got to where they needed to go safe and sound. But as we head into this final weekend of 2024, we'll let you know about the forecast. We'll be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21. been hearing a lot of stories, and I'm sure you've been tuned in at our information updates at the top and bottom of the hour, talking a lot about the delays that many, many folks have been experiencing as they travel around the country, and really feel for them. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating. I remember a couple of years ago, it wasn't during the holidays, it was during the summertime, and I had a flight that was going from Minneapolis to Las Vegas, because every summer I go to Vegas and I play an event or two in the World Series of Poker. And my first event was the next day. And I get there, and we get to the time that we're supposed to board the airplane. And then all of a sudden the announcement, it's been canceled. And then everybody sprints down to the area where the airline is basically located, their main desk. And then it's basically like, we only have X number of tickets for a flight coming up a little later today. We only got X number of tickets for a flight that's going 24 hours from now. And then the rest of you, which is about half of us, are going to be out of luck. And it was as upset a group that I've ever been around. You sometimes hear about these stories when you hear about a group of people that are just really upset. Call it a mob. You can call it a mob. Because, we've seen it over the years where something terrible happens and these people want to, get revenge. And I'd never been in a situation like that until that day in Minneapolis's airport. And you could feel the anger. I mean, it was almost scary. I mean, because there were so many angry people. And the thing was, I felt, I kept my cool pretty much, even though I was steaming, but I was not going to, it's a flight. It's a poker tournament. I'm not going to start tipping over tables and do anything else because of a missed flight that will miss me a poker tournament. But there were other people. I mean, you could look into the eyes and you could see the anger. And I feel for the folks it's no fault of their own. The people that work for these airlines, who are the ones that have to deal with the angry customers at the desk. And these are not the people that are causing the issues. These are not the people that are causing these flights to be canceled, and yet they're the ones that have to take all the heat. And I tell you, customer service, I've done some customer service in my life when I was younger. It is not, for some people, they love it. I mean, they're just people persons. And to be able to deal with it, they have the right skill set. It's not that I don't think I have the right skill set. I just get very self-conscious about it. And sometimes I take some of the things that are said a little too personally. But at the same time, for folks out there who are traveling this weekend, I hope that the flights start to go closer and closer to on time. And again, we will talk to Brittany Merlot about what to expect if you're traveling by road, either to travel to, say, Minneapolis or Milwaukee or Chicago to catch a flight, or just driving back to wherever you're from. We'll get you that updated forecast coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes or so. And then a little bit later on in this hour, at the bottom of the hour, after our information update at 8:34, we'll be talking to Mike Clemens. Mike is our civic media and Bull Falls Radio sports reporter. He has been right in the mix with the Green Bay Packers as they head down the stretch of the regular season. Two games left in the regular season. Packers are heading to the playoffs. We know that for sure. We do not know exactly what their seeding will be yet. We do not know who they will be playing yet. But they do have a rivalry game coming up on Sunday. 3:25 kickoff. Packers are taking on the Minnesota Vikings. And they'll be over in Minneapolis for that one. Very similar set up that we had a year ago. The first time last year, the Vikings came into Green Bay and dominated and beat the Packers at Lambeau Field. And then the next to the last week of the regular season last year, the Packers went to Minneapolis and they dominated the Vikings and earned a win that was a huge factor in the Packers getting into the playoffs and knocking the Vikings out of the playoffs. Well, this year both teams are in the playoffs, but again, it's a significant game. If I have to look at, maybe Mike will have the answer to this, but whether or not if the Packers win their final two games and the Vikings lose their final two games, whether there's any chance for the Packers to move ahead of the Vikings in the NFC playoff picture. But we'll talk to Mike Clemens about that. Disappointing loss last night for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks fell last night to the Brooklyn Nets. And the thing about that game was, normally on Fridays in the second hour, we are joined by Newman Catholic football coach and athletic director Paul Mickling to talk about Wisconsin sports, whatever's going on with the Badgers and the Bucks and the Brewers and the Packers and everything else. But he's not available today because he and his family are down in Milwaukee. Tonight, they're going to the Milwaukee Arena and seeing the Milwaukee Admirals hockey team in action. And last night, he and his family were in Pfizer Forum watching the Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets. And he sent some pictures. He texted some of his friends pictures from Pfizer Forum. Did not hear his reaction after the game, though. And I'm sure he was probably disappointed, but the Nets beat the Bucks last night 111-105. But still, if you have not been to a game at Pfizer Forum yet, it is really a terrific. I went to a Marquette game there a number of years back. I've only been there for one game. It was great tickets down in the lower bowl. And the thing about it, watching the game, the sight line was so good, it almost felt like you're watching it on 3D television. And it was like your eyes went to 3D. It was that good of a view of all the action. And also that game I'll never forget because it was actually with Paul Mickling that I went to that game. And then we're leaving. And then he says, "Oh, look over there, look over there." And then I'm looking, and then all of a sudden I notice man with a little bit of a balding head. It was former Governor Scott Walker. He said, "Well, go say something." "No, I'm not going to go say something to Scott Walker because there'd be nothing good to say to Scott Walker at that point." But it was interesting. Scott Walker actually went to Marquette, and if you don't know about his years at Marquette, you should read a little bit about those as well. But saw Scott Walker at Pfizer Forum a few years back, but did not go up to him, did not go and talk to him, but brush with not-so-greatness, right? But since we don't have Paul Mickling coming up today, and also because my voice is really not good, it's last night, and actually on Wednesdays during the course of the winter sports season, from 6 till 8 p.m., we have the big high school sports show. And during the winter months, we talk about basketball and hockey. And I'm joined by former Newman Catholic boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. And we did not have a show because Wednesday was Christmas. So what we did yesterday is we recorded a podcast just for the website and for the podcast on Spotify and Google and Apple. So we came in here late yesterday afternoon, and we talked about what was going on in high school basketball and high school hockey. And since we don't have Paul Mickling today, we're going to take my conversation with Jeff Gress, and we're going to learn about what is happening right now with our area teams in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey. So that will be Jeff Gress and myself in the second hour talking about high school sports. Get us ready for the weekend. And, of course, this weekend, we have high school hockey, the Wausau West Warriors, in the showdown in Titletown, and they will be in action coming up this afternoon. When I'm done with this show, I'm heading right on over to Ashwaubenon and the Cornerstone Arena, and we'll have Wausau West against last year's Division II state champion St. Mary Springs, 12:20 airtime, and I'm going to work on this voice because it's got to get better by then. And then we have the Warriors against Notre Dame Academy tomorrow at 4:40, and then finally on Sunday as well against Verona. So a lot of hockey with the Warriors coming up this weekend. We're going to come back with Brittany Merlot coming up next here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22, overcast skies, a little bit of fog, a little bit of mist, a little bit of light rain, temperature above freezing. That's the good news, 36 degrees. Yesterday, as we were talking about in the last segment, boy, it was very slick just walking on the sidewalks getting to the parking garage, but at least it's a little bit warmer, hopefully not quite as slick out there, both in terms of walking and driving. But to tell you about the weekend forecast, if you have travel plans, and I know that a lot of folks have been caught in the middle when it comes to their travel plans the last couple of days, but to find out about the weather and anything that's on the itinerary for the weather, we're joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. I hope you feel better. Oh my goodness, what a struggle it must be. But hey, that's the season. I feel like a lot of people are sick right now.
It is. And it seems like every year for me, I don't know what it is. I just think around this time, around Christmas time, around New Year's time, this is when I get sick. And I'm lucky I don't get sick very often. But when it happens, it seems to happen around this time. And sometimes I think it may be up here more, as much as anything else. But nevertheless, yesterday, I tell you, we talked about it in the morning. But I think sometimes we all think, they say it's slick out there. They say, you know, be careful when you're walking on the sidewalk. Holy cow, there were a couple of close calls yesterday for myself, and I saw some others as well.
Yeah, scary, slippery, icy out there as those temperatures were warming. They were flirting with that freezing mark and just making not so ideal conditions, that's for sure. I hope everyone stayed safe and didn't end up on their bottom because that hurts. Oh, man. But now we're finally above freezing. We don't have to worry about icy spots anymore. Now we have to battle the thick fog. So areas like Mosinee, Antigo, their visibility is about less than half a mile right now. So in Wausau, it's not too bad, but areas just outside of it, it's really rough. And, you know, driving in those situations can be quite scary. You get into that thick fog and you can't see in front of you and you lose those cars, you know, rear view lights, you know. All of a sudden, you want to slow down. You kind of freak out a little bit, and that is the worst thing to do. Never slam on your brakes. Just increase that following distance. I think it's supposed to be up to 9 to 12 seconds is your following distance in these conditions. Use that defroster, too. It really helps with the humidity. We've got higher humidity, warmer temperatures, more moisture in the air. That's why this fog is here, is that snow is melting with the above-freezing temperatures. It's going to be here for a good chunk of the day. It's going to keep returning tonight, tomorrow morning. It's not going to go away. So that's why I just want to give you guys a few little tips while you're driving through it, because you hit those valleys or those fields when you're driving and commuting, trying to get home, it gets a little scary out there. So if you get too disoriented in the fog, pull over to the side of the road as far over as you can and put your hazard lights on until you feel comfortable driving again. Just don't slam on the brakes. That's when accidents happen. So, that advisory lingers until noon, but I think the fog is going to be on and off for the next few days. We've got scattered showers pushing in. So starting off maybe around 4 o'clock or so, it'll start to get dreary, rainy. It'll ramp up and become a little bit more moderate in intensity as we go through the evening hours and overnight. And we're actually looking at a good chunk of rain. It'll wind down by tomorrow morning, but this is also when our temperatures start to drop to the mid-30s, and it could mix with a little bit of snow. So we're looking at rain all throughout the night, and temperatures slowly falling, where we could see a wintry mix early tomorrow morning, probably from about 8 to 11 or so. Then the whole system lifts north and is gone. And we actually have a much quieter day up until Sunday. We could have another wintry mix headed our way. So, yeah, it's been an active, how do we get home from the holidays travel.
Also, we need some sunshine.
No, I know.
It's so
I miss
dreary.
It.
It's been so cloudy and dark. And is there any sunshine in the near future?
That is the hardest thing to forecast for right now. I tell you, I think maybe Monday or Tuesday we have a chance for some spotty sun to peek on out, but nothing full force, you know, not those big, crazy, dominant, high pressure days. I don't see any of that. It'll just be some spotty sun in between these systems that just keep hitting.
And it seems like we're going into this pattern again. For the folks that want to get out there and enjoy winter sports activities, we're just not really no significant snow in the forecast, is there?
No, not really. I mean, this crazy rain where we're looking at anywhere from a half an inch to 3/4 of an inch of rain in just 24 hours is going to take away a lot of that snow.
Yeah.
Then we've got a little shot of a wintry mix in the morning. That's not going to do anything. We've got a small chance of some light accumulating snow on Sunday. That's not really going to do anything either because we're not cold enough just yet. Then we drop cold enough into next week, but I don't see any systems lining up just yet. But it can change. That can change.
So be ready to, you know, be plopping into some puddles over the next 24 hours.
Yeah, I've got like a raincoat on right now. Got to find the mud boots.
Yeah, exactly.
The car is going to be dirty. Frequent car washes are probably needed.
Ugh. Oh, no kidding. Boy, isn't that... And the thing is, you wash your car and it's filthy right away again.
Yeah. And the windshield wiper fluid, you need more in the back seat because you're using it every 5 seconds.
Exactly right. Well, Brittany, enjoy your weekend. Hopefully it's a good one. And we'll catch you again on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a great one.
Thanks, Brittany.
Feel better.
Brittany Verlow, our meteorologist, joins us every weekday at 8:21 right here on the program as the weather, again, kind of dreary. I look out the window right here at our downtown studios, and you know the temperature's fine. I mean, I came in this morning, it was actually mild, and right now 36 degrees with some of that light rain, fog, and mist. The winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour, so not much of a wind chill, 32 degrees. Dew point is 35, relative humidity of 97%. The barometer at 29.93 inches. And the visibility, again, in certain areas, well below this. But right now in Wausau, visibility of 1.5 miles. Coming up, we have a information update. We're going to let you know about what's going on in terms of news, weather, and sports. And then after that, we're going to be talking to our sports reporter, Mike Clements. Talk about the Bucks falling last night to the Nets. Talk a little bit about the Packers. And also, there's a college hockey tournament over at Pfizer Forum with the Wisconsin Badgers. So we'll talk about that. So plenty on the plate with Mike Clements. Coming up next, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Friday morning. For me, thank goodness it's Friday morning. Trying to battle through, again, this Christmas cold, but glad you're with us here this morning. Ian is off today. He'll be back with us coming up on Monday. But another busy weekend, and it's starting to build. A lot of excitement in terms of the Packers, but a lot of other stuff going on as well. And to talk some sports, we're joined by our 98.9 WXCO and Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clements. And Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, I tell you, there is a lot going on. But last night, in fact, on Fridays, we were very fortunate to have you with us. And also, I usually bring on the head football coach at Newman Catholic. He joins me talking a little sports in the second hour of the show. And last night, he was all excited because he was going to Pfizer Forum to see the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets. And I saw some pictures and did not hear after the game. The Bucks sounded, so that one get away last night, didn't they?
Yeah, it started out hot for Brooke Lopez. He had like 18 points in the first half. He shot two or three from about, you know, 30 feet away. He was on a roll. And then the Nets, you know, they'd had a pressure defense through most of the game that just started get to the Bucks. They stopped passing it around, and Brooke was held to just 2 points. Giannis and Damian Lillard were on the bench, and it was revealed just about an hour before the game they were both out with this non-COVID illness, which is something I think Chris Middleton, I mean, some guys have called it the Vegas flu, Chris had it, and it just knocks people out for 5 or 6 days. I know one official from the Packers, not a player, fortunately, that had it too, that was describing it to me. So, you know, that's what's going on there. Those two have missed the last three games together, actually. But, yeah, the Nets took over and beat the Bucks again. The Nets are 12-18 now. The Bucks fell to 16-13. A couple of bright spots is like this Andre Jackson Jr. You know, Ryan Rollins is one of their young guards, and he had like a missed shot, and Jackson's able to get up there, fly around the hoop, and slam it in. So, you know, that was a couple of positives. But Doc was clearly disappointed that, you know, the passing and some of the plays that he's got in just didn't come through at the end. They lost the game in the last 3 minutes.
I wanted to ask you this because I've seen it here in Central Wisconsin covering the high school sports where, you know, things go around. I mean, with so much on the line every week for the Packers and for the Bucks during the season and for the Brewers, you're around a lot of professional sports teams. How often do things get around? How often do the teams have to worry about just, I guess, normal illnesses, especially during the winter time that we see here in Wisconsin? Do you see a lot of that?
Well, yeah, I will be honest with you. I'm surprised that the teams are not even more careful about, like, if there's a media member or somebody like that that's coughing or hacking, like, you know, do you really need to be in the locker room tonight? I mean, can we get you some quotes? You sound like you should probably be home. I mean, they just seem to carry on normal, like they're invincible. You know, even coming out of COVID, you know, of course, all the sports had such strict measures during COVID. We were on Zoom calls for almost a year. Some teams have sort of changed their policy about access to players that they never quite let up. But right. I'm surprised that they're actually not more strict about it. But it's, you know, for them, it's sort of life. It's going to happen.
I see the Bucks play Chicago again tomorrow. It feels like they're playing the Bulls all the time so far this season. Is it just me? Yeah, or
it's the schedule's weird. And, you know, Doc Rivers is not shy to point that out from time to time. Especially when it comes to like back-to-back games, and they got to play one night and travel the next, that type of thing. The Bulls had a horrible game last night. The fourth quarter against the Hawks, they lost the game to the Hawks last night. The Hawks scored 50 points, and the Bulls only scored 25. So they're coming off a loss, but they're going to be hosting the Bucks tomorrow night at 7:00 as that series continues.
Again, we're talking to Mike Clemens, our 98.9 WXCO sports reporter here on the program. Well, the Bucks are out of town, the Pfizer Forum, which does so many different events. They're going to be taking out the hardwood and putting out the ice as the Wisconsin Badgers have their annual trek to Pfizer starting tonight, right?
Yeah, it's called the Holiday Face-Off at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. And so the Badgers are going to take on Ferris State. I believe that's tomorrow night's game. At 5:00, I get double checked the schedule I've got here, but it's a weekend tourney, and we are listening to Mike Hastings, the men's coach, men's hockey coach, who started with them about a year ago, and they're 7-10-1, so they're looking to get a win in this thing to sort of get back on track. If they win the game against Ferris, then they were going to face either the winner of UConn or Alaska, but it's a hockey tournament in downtown Milwaukee at the Fiserv Forum. I was speaking of the Badgers, a couple more of these football players that have entered the transfer.
Right.
Did you see that story about Tawny Walker? I mean, this was their leading running back for Luke Fickell this year, with over 800 yards rushing, 10 TDs. He announced he's going to the transfer portal. Will Pauling, one of their best wide receivers, most dependable, I thought, he went into the portal last week. He's now accepted an offer from Notre Dame. And there was a story last night on a SportsCenter about the University of Miami, the Miami Hurricanes head basketball coach.
Yeah.
And it's Jim Larranega, 75 years old. And he announced last night that he's stepping down, and one of his assistants is going to take over his interim. And so he said, yeah, you know, I just think that probably the game has passed me by. I've been in coaching for 50 years in college basketball, and, you know, maybe it's time. So then the reporters had kind of a follow-up question, like, well, what led to this decision? And then the coach said, you know, when you're sitting in your office and there's an agent for one of these players that you've wanted to recruit who says, we can start talking for $1.1 million. It's like, I don't, where am I supposed to get this kind of money from?
How, yeah.
$1.1 million to play college basketball. And he said, I pick up the phone and I talk to other coaches, and they don't know what to do. And what happened to 60 grand? How do we get to $1.1 million? And so he threw up his arms like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do, but I've got that kind of money.
Well, real fast on that, I mean, we saw when Bill Belichick was announced as the North Carolina coach, he brought in, I think it's Mike Lombardi, to be the general manager.
Michael Lombardi has been a commentator, but has been a front office guy and worked for him for many years with the Patriots. Yeah. Now, he's hired a general manager to handle all the finances and to keep up with all the rules on what you can do, what you can't do, and he's probably going to have to be the fundraisers too, right?
And that's what Adrian Wojnarowski did when he left ESPN to go to St. Bonaventure. He's now the general manager there. So it's like, I frankly think any team like Wisconsin or anybody else, they're going to need a general manager. I mean,
you're going to need a general manager, and where all that money is supposed to come from? I mean, it's going to be like baseball. It's who's got the most money, gets the best players.
On that happy note, a big one for the Pack this weekend in Minneapolis, taking on the Vikings as we get to the penultimate game of the regular season. Before we talk about this game, going into Monday night, the Saints obviously were very shorthanded, but at the same time, the Packers went out there and did it. I mean, you like to see that. I mean, they're expected to do it, and they did it, and to shut them out. Again, you don't see shutouts very often in the NFL these days.
No, and the Saints brought the pressure that we thought that they had, but, Jordan Love and company did a good job. The offensive line did a good job of pass protection, Jordan getting the ball out of his hands. But most importantly, it's, what became clear is the shift in the Packers' offense, and it's now the Josh Jacobs story, man. It's his show. And to start off, again, with a hard running game and start beating up guys and grounding. And after the game, I mean, the locker room was open almost an hour and a half after the game was over with. And the last two guys in there, Chad, were Xavier McKinney, the safety they picked up from the Giants, who lead the league in interceptions, and Josh Jacobs. And Josh came over while we were talking to Xavier. These guys talked to us for almost 20 minutes and told the story about when it was free agency, and Green Bay brought these guys in. And they had him out to dinner at the Lodge Kohler right across the street from Lambeau. And LaFleur is there, and Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator, some of the coaches. And they also brought in a player, Keyshawn Nixon, who was a free agent, of course, who had left the Raiders and now is there. He's sort of like an ambassador there. And they talked about, what their needs were, what they were looking for, and found out about them. LaFleur was blown away by Xavier and just the good football questions that he asked. And after Keyshawn got in the car with them, was going to take it back, and they sat there with the engine running for like 20 minutes, and Nixon said, this is the real deal. I was in Vegas, with Josh for a year or two, and he talked about, how thorough the program is and how committed they are, and that these guys, so these two guys were so excited. Where the other players like, okay, we clinched. It's expected. No big celebration. These guys were giddy because they were finally getting to the postseason. And this is what they came here for. And those two guys have emerged as locker room leaders, to be sure. They're great players. And, they want this. They want this bad.
And I saw an article on Brian Gutekunst this week, and I think it's, it's sort of, hey, this guy's pretty darn good at his job. And when you look at what the Giants general manager did, what the Raiders have done, what the Bears in terms of trying to build a program for so many years, it's not an automatic thing. And Gutekunst came in, replaced a legend, and it's almost like, hey, no problem. And he just continued to keep this program at a very high level.
Packers' next opponent is the Bears here at Lambeau Field next week, Sunday. And the Bears last night lose at home 6-3 to the Seahawks. 6-3. And the only highlights they're shown on SportsCenter is, Caleb Williams on the run for his life most of the night. You pressure him, and he's like 1-for-6 in that game. And, Ryan Poles, the GM, if he still got a job after this, besides hiring a coach that should be able to help out that young quarterback, they have to do everything they can first to put together an offensive line.
Yep.
And it's like when Mike McCarthy came in after a 4-12 season back in 2005, and he said, you build a football team, if you got a quarterback, you build a football team from the center out. You know, spend every draft pick you got, spend every free agent dollars you've got, get this kid an offensive line that can grow with him. And then after that, you can work on the defense and the receivers and the running back and those kinds of things. So otherwise, you know, they're going to ruin him. They're going to ruin Caleb Williams at quarterback.
And I guess finally, in our last 2 minutes, last year the Packers lost to the Vikings early on at Lambeau, and then they played very late in the regular season and dominated the second time around. Kind of a similar situation. They lost the first time around at Green Bay after a horrible first half, but this time around the Vikings have their quarterback, unlike last year. What do you expect on Sunday?
Yeah, week four, it was like 21-0. Sam Darnold and that offense, you know, lit them up, and that's what the Vikings have done. They've usually built a quick lead and then, you know, managed the game the rest of the way. It was 28-7 at halftime. But it was also Jordan Love was just coming back after missing a couple of games with the knee injury, and he certainly wasn't 100%. But they scored 22 points in the fourth quarter, so the Packers lost that one 31-29. They also missed a couple of field goals, which could have made a difference. So the Packers are very excited about this. They love the fact, forget about that this could improve their seeding because they've already clinched a playoff berth. They want to beat the Vikings because it's a rival, and they want to return the favorite U.S. Bank. I've got Love on and a couple other players quoted saying that from yesterday's interviews in the locker room.
It should be good. And Mike, I know you'll have your eye on it. Give us all the great sound as well. Appreciate all the hard work you're always doing with the Packers, the Bucks, and everybody else. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, Chad. Have a great weekend, pal.
That is our Mike Clemens, again, the man who is always on top with the Packers and the Badgers and the Brewers and the Bucks and everybody else. The time is 8:48. We're going to take a quick timeout and be right back. This is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Holiday hoops, tournaments, and classics highlight the weekend sports schedule. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and a happy holiday hoop season to all those who celebrate. It's that time of the year again when many of the top teams in the state disperse for tournaments, classics, and other events. One of the oldest is the Century Classic, which is in its 53rd year, featuring both boys and girls games at Quant Fieldhouse on the campus of UW-Stevens Point. A total of 16 games will be held from Thursday through Saturday. The Sundrop Shootout is another combined boys and girls event, celebrating its 15th anniversary at the Crest Center in Green Bay. 14 games will be contested on Friday and Saturday. The Doctors of Physical Therapy Holiday Classic will be held Thursday through Saturday, with 14 boys games and 9 girls games spread across Carthage College and UW Parkside in Kenosha from Thursday through Saturday. Concordia University and Mequon will host 27 boys games this week, including some outstanding matchups like Milwaukee Juno versus Dominican and Milwaukee Academy of Science against Oakland Memorial on Thursday, Academy of Science versus DePere, as well as Freedom against Slinger on Friday, and DePere against Wauwatosa West, plus Kaukauna versus Homestead on Saturday. You can find a full list of all the holiday events at wisports.net, including schedules and results from the full week. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, you just heard in the Wisports.net Minute about all the holiday tournaments going on. Once I'm done with the show this morning, I'm hitting the road heading east as the Wausau West hockey team is part of the Showdown in Titletown. Really a terrific event for many, many years. Warriors will play 3 games in 3 days. We will have all the action today, tomorrow, and even Sunday. Yep, a Sunday high school sports event. We haven't had any of those this year, but we will have one to wrap it up. Today, the Warriors take on St. Mary Springs of Fond du Lac. They are the defending Division II state champs. I'll be on the air from Cornerstone in Ashwaubenon, starting with the pregame show at 12:20 and the opening faceoff at 12:30. Well, they had the Division II state champion on the schedule today. The Warriors have the Division I two-time defending state champion Notre Dame Academy on their schedule for tomorrow at the Showdown in Titletown. Tomorrow, it'll be a later game. It's a 5 o'clock face-off, so I'll be on the air from Cornerstone at 4:50 late tomorrow afternoon, again here on 98.9 WXCO and online. And then they'll wrap things up on Sunday. And you can tune in before the Packers, and then you can keep us on even when the Packers start. You can have the TV on and then keep the radio on, because Wausau West takes on an always tough Verona team, also a team that's won state championships in recent history. Warriors and Verona Sunday on the ice from Cornerstone, starting with the pregame show at 2:20 and the opening faceoff at 2:30. So, again, great hockey action coming up. And if you have an opportunity to go around here, Central Wisconsin, there are basketball tournaments going on. There's hockey tournaments. DC Everest is hosting their own hockey tournament. They play tonight over at Green Heck Turner Community Center. So again, check out your schedule. It is such a value as well. I mean, it's incredible the value you get by going to a high school athletic event. The excitement, a chance to see your friends and family and your neighbors, and also learn a bit about the kids in your communities as well. And we're going to do that in the second hour of the show, because every Wednesday I have the big high school sports show along with Jeff Gress, but this week we did not have the show because it was Christmas, so we were preempted. So late yesterday afternoon, early evening, Jeff came on over, and we did a special podcast. And we're going to hear part of our conversation in the next hour, get you up to speed, maybe learn a little bit about what's going on in area high school basketball and hockey, both boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey as well. So that'll be coming up in the next hour. And I got to admit that as well, I need to save the voice a little bit because again, been fighting it and have to be back on the air for the hockey game a little bit later on. So we're going to kind of save it up a little bit and hear some good stuff with Jeff Gress in high school sports coming up after the top of the hour news update. Also, make sure if you go out and you're somebody that likes to play the lottery, tonight another Mega Millions jackpot, and it is now up to the fifth largest jackpot in history. Right now it's an estimated $1.15 billion for tonight's drawing. And the biggest jackpot occurred back in 2023, $1.602 billion. A winner came from Florida. The second best was in 2018, $1.537 billion, a winner from South Carolina, $1.348 billion in 2023 as well for Maine, $1.337 billion in 2022 from Illinois, and then tonight, right now, $1.15 billion with a B. Dollars. I might have to stop and get a ticket. I usually don't play the lottery, but I might just have to do that. Well, if I remember. Coming up, we do have an information update, and then we will come back and have the second hour of the show. We'll be joined by Jeff Gress, again, my co-host on the Big High School Sports Show every Wednesday night. We'll be talking high school sports in the next hour. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.